You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head. Cause people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality. Analyze the laughs, cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously. Change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mummy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. No. Their minds have all got cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead. They shot him through the end. With ignorance and scorn, they believe there's something new. They read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Now we have done the Mickey Mouse. Now the TV seat, no matter what you believe, there's always another idea. And there's this personal fear, the fear of being sus for what they really are, the fear of being laughed at when they go too far.
This one, Jerry. Of insert noise here. I am your host, Loki Gerflugermeister. That was, as you just heard, Chattanooga's own The Unsatisfied with a song. Let me tell you, there's a clue to guessing what songs are called. And if you haven't picked up on this, it's really neat. Whatever somebody screams over and fucking over again is more than likely the name of the song. So hey kids, if you can guess the name of that song, send your answer on a 3x5 note card to insertnoisehere@yahoo.com. Lots of cool shit for you this week. Before The Unsatisfied, you heard Susie Zuzek and The Subhumans. Continuing on.
I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. Then came the dawn, and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink last night. Last night. The room was empty as I staggered from my bed. I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, came the dawn, and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I left too much to dream last night. Too much to dream.
last night. Too much to drink. I'm not ready to face the light. I had too much to drink. Groovy.
Selections from the good book, read to famous porno music. This offering is from Leviticus. This is how Aaron is to enter the sanctuary. With a young bull for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering, he is to put on the sacred linen tunic. With linen undergarments next to his body, he is to tie undergarments next to his body, the linen sash around him, and put on the linen turban. These are sacred garments, so he must bathe himself with water before he puts them on. From the Israelite community, he is to take two male goats for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. This has been this week's Good Book Famous Porno Music. Peace.
These eyes, and he'll know that it is I, Baron Vladimir Harkonnen, who encompasses his doom.
simpler times. All the old shit that now seems fine. Thinking back to simpler times. All the old shit that now seems fine. Thinking back to simpler times. All the old shit that now seems fine. Thinking back to simpler times. All the old shit. Problems of the past through the looking glass. Task driving ill will, still kicking my ass. Get bitter recollections from a memory center. Let's venerate the sessions when the times were better. I'm thinking back to ping pong, think about a sing-along. Campfire drinks, stinking trees, see the break of dawn. Explain away the gray decisions that we made. All the times, dire straits, they just sort of fade away. Bottle rocket science, simple without even trying. Flying on feelings of never dying. No reason driving the evening. Price of freedom versus being the other side of meetings. Leanings the truth versus dreaming. Screaming the future is seeming. Scheme on simple, it's wrinkle time in the middle. When we're little, settled, riddled. Problem often a riddle. Anyway, explain away the gray decisions that we made away. And realize that over time they sort of fade away. Forget about a wish if you give a shit for relevance. Forget a slippery dress. Let's relish the embellishment. Any old way we can make it take suggestion. Never quite as bad as it seems, that's deception. Perception itching innocent that smells like cinnamon. Offended men of medicine, quite reticent when sitting in. I'm lost in jettison and sediments invested in the message. And instead of being hesitant, I ran in sentences.
And it's opened things up politically, but there's still plenty more to be done with them too, you know. It could be more of an art form, you know, like those French movies are. So anyway, I tried writing some stuff about real life, you know, stuff that the everyman's got to deal with.
These are all about you?
Yeah.
Turn yourself into a comic hero.
Well, sort of, yeah, but you know, there's no idealized shit. You know, there's no phony bullshit. This is the real thing, man. You know, ordinary life is pretty complex stuff.
What we want to be when we grow up, those kids said, a doctor. must have become the end with pain and torment. That's the game, we play it over again and again.
So bad. After all, it doesn't take that much. piss me off just cause I'm easy to please. Why can't you look after yourself and not down on me? Yeah, well, I understand now you're not with Big Casey. Don't break my picky heart, picky heart. Please don't break my picky heart, picky heart. In the dark, my picky heart, picky heart. Please don't break.
Covering a little-known cut from 1962. I don't think it ever touched the top 40 charts, but originally written and performed by Merle Haggard and dedicated to Willie Nelson. A lot of people don't know that, folks, but that's the absolute truth. This is the end, my friends, the end of episode 9, otherwise known as Jerry. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed making it for you. Next week, tune in for episode 10. We're going into double digits. Holy shit, I've never stayed with anything this long before. Yeah, there it sits, out in the future, a great big fat void, an unknown block of time that we shall waste together. And now, I leave you with this.
That was a UFO beaming back at you. Me and Eric Heisman was down in Mexico 2 weeks ago. We seen 40 of them flying in formation. They have got bases all over the world now, you know. They've been coming here ever since 1946, when the scientists first started bouncing radar beams off of the moon. And they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit.